Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin and go to Tampa, Florida for an update on what was to be the first day of the Republican convention before Hurricane Isaac forced a postponement. Tina Dupuy, who is a nationally syndicated columnist and previous managing editor of Crooks and Liars, who is now editor-in-chief of TheContributor.com, joins us to discuss today's non-events at the Tampa Bay Times Forum. Then we will speak with Congressman Tom Piorello about the organization of money versus the organization of people in the $6 billion election underway that is awash with money, most of which is funding the Romney campaign with limitless and largely anonymous donors. Meanwhile, President Obama, who is apparently not comfortable groveling for money, lags behind due to a reluctance to engage in what is called donor maintenance, otherwise known as stroking fat cats. Then finally, we will speak with Jeff Connaughton, the author of a new book, The Payoff, Why Wall Street Always Wins. He was recently the chief of staff for Senator Ted Kaufman, and together they took on the Wall Street lobby, which is chronicled in the book as they try to bring the mega bankers to justice for the massive fraud that led to the crash of 2008, all the while fighting the institutional inertia of the Justice Department and the SEC, as well as the banking industry's determination to gut any reform of Wall Street. Joining us now is Tina Dupuy, who is an award-winning writer and investigative journalist, the former managing editor of Crooks and Liars, and the current editor-in-chief of TheContributor.com. Tina appears frequently on MSNBC, Current TV, RT, and the BBC. She writes for Mother Jones, The Atlantic, Skeptic, Fast Company, Alternate, LA Weekly, Los Angeles Times, and Newsdays, among many others. Welcome to Background Briefing, Tina Dupuy.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me.
And you're in Tampa, Florida. You're there at the Tampa Bay Times Forum. At least that's where the non-event took place today. There was a brief gaveling, and about a second later, they closed the event. Now, I understand the Tampa Bay Tribune owes you some money back in 2009.
Oh, gosh.
And you created a YouTube video to shame the paper into paying the $75 they owed you. Now, what's the relationship between the Tampa Bay Tribune and the hosts of the Republican convention, the Tampa Bay Times Forum? Maybe you should have written an article for them, you know.
I know. I think you just outed me. I was hoping to just get into town and have them not notice. But thanks for blowing my cover there, Ian. It's really interesting down here, and I think this is actually a nice metaphor for where we're spending our money. The apparently all the security was not told that there's not going to be a Republican National Convention today because there are police checkpoints everywhere. There's far more, at least to me from my perspective, far more security than there was for the inauguration 4 years ago for Barack Obama. It's just thick with cops. And what, of course, is threatening the RNC is, strangely, weather and not this existential threat that we're trying to combat with police officers and guns. So it's a rather interesting story from that perspective.
Well, apparently the area where the Tampa Bay Times Forum building is, where the convention is taking place, is actually below sea level. So it looks like they've dodged that bullet, though, don't they? I mean, are there storm clouds looming as you speak?
Well, yes. Well, the last I heard is the storm is actually headed towards New Orleans. It might be a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, which, of course, brings up the specter of Hurricane Katrina and the lack of response from the Bush administration, who, of course, is not being talked about at all. He's not being invited to speak at this Republican convention. So the optics of it are going to be very complicated for a Republican Party who's trying to seem more compassionate, different, separate than George Bush.
So, Tina Dupuy, the Republican National Convention today was supposed to have a briefing on the impact of Obama's economy on women with Courtney Johnson, the director of Women's Outreach, for Romney for president. Jovita Carranza, former deputy administrator of the Small Business Administration. Karen Agnes, founder of the Network of Enlightened Women. And Cheryl Harley-Lebon, advisor for women to Romney for president, was supposedly to moderate. Now, do you know any of these women, particularly the founder of the Network of Enlightened Women? I'd be interested in knowing more about them, because my understanding, at least in Democratic circles, there's this notion of a war on women. So I'm wondering why they canceled this women's forum today.
Well, I know that there has been there's a tradition in this country of right-wing women's organizations, and it's been around for about 100 years, and it's mainly bankers' wives, women who have the luxury of volunteering for right-wing causes in their church groups, and have opposed feminism and women's rights for the last 100 years. So for the Republicans to kind of have this kind of outreach thing is not a shock to me, but the war on women keeps on snowballing, and of course the Todd Akin claiming that women could not get pregnant if they were raped because a doctor told him so is not doing well for women to be treated like public incubators and also most women enjoy having birth control. Nearly 98% say that they enjoy having birth control. Part of the of what they're calling Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was that birth control would be covered under your insurance. Now, ever since Viagra has been came out, that was covered easily by insurance, but birth control pills were not, and it's very expensive for someone who's, say, and Sandra Fluke brought this up to Congress, someone who is in college who's trying to make ends meet to do whatever in order to afford birth control pills, it's rather expensive. And so this is absolutely something that that women have been fighting for the last, 10 years specifically. And Republicans have not only come out against that, but they've also, again, their platform is to make abortion criminalized in all instances, regardless of the circumstances, which is a very extreme position. And it makes women, it basically makes a woman no longer a citizen with privacy rights. It makes that woman into a public incubator where what happens in her body is not her own choice. And most women do not like that whole concept, and the Republicans are kind of losing ground on, and the polling is showing that.
So you're telling me that you wouldn't want Congressman Akin as your gynecologist? Is that
or his doctor friend?
He's doctor, right?
I think that a lot of women do not identify themselves as a feminist anymore, that, we're in the second or third wave of feminism now, and a lot of women have just kind of figured that we are, we've come to a certain point where there's enough equality, where there doesn't need to be any kind of activist called feminist any longer, but the Republicans have done a fantastic job with slut-shaming, et cetera, to kind of get these younger women to identify with the feminist movement.
So, Tina Dupuy, again, an award-winning writer, investigative journalist, a former managing editor of Crooks and Liars, and now the current editor-in-chief of TheContributor.com. She's in Tampa. And tell me, though, my understanding is that there's nowhere now to get a decent meal in that town because the lobbyists have bought up all the restaurants. Is that true?
I had a pretty decent meal. I met some Italian joints, and it was not too bad.
Uh-huh. So
yeah, I don't know about that. Tampa's a very nice. It's a very nice town, and I had a fantastic meal. And I'm right next to Brooks Brothers, and I don't see any Republicans. So.
So it's not awash with the junior league women belonging to the Network of Enlightened Women.
Right.
Because my understanding is that this is all really all about the corporate lobbyists paying for everything for all of those people that they want to influence. And the biggest fracker in the country is Chesapeake Energy, and apparently they're supplying fleets of SUVs powered by Chesapeake fracked natural gas. Have you seen any of them tooling about?
I have not, but that does not mean that they're there. It's just my vantage point. I was at a Tea Party rally last night, speaking of fracking, or fracturing, as it were. I went to the Unity rally hosted by Michelle Bachmann, with the headliner being Herman Cain. Really fascinating. You had Herman Cain kept on saying that we did build this, President Obama, and then we get a standing ovation from a crowd that was mainly on Medicare. 80% by my estimation. And tonight we're probably going to end up at Christine O'Donnell's former senatorial candidate from Delaware. Christine O'Donnell is throwing an event for young Tea Party members. I guess there is such a thing. There's 71 people who have liked this on Facebook so far. But she's calling it the Troublemaker Fest. And we're going to head over there and see if there's any troubles to be making.
What is it some seance or a witch's coven? I mean, what's going to go on there?
I really, really hope so.
I see. So
I'll be very disappointed if it isn't.
And so just in the last minute or so, then is there what's going on with protests? Is there if you can't see any Republicans at the Republican convention, maybe they'll show up tomorrow, or maybe they're partying in private. But are there any protesters on the streets?
Yes, there's definitely protesters. There was one today. There was an Occupy protest of about, I believe, 500 people. Today was a really rainy day. It would go from being sunny to a downpour about every other hour or so. So there was a protest of, I was told from people who were there, 300 to 500 people. But, you know, again, it's very difficult to navigate anything because of the police presence. Yesterday, just to get into a bar near the convention, it took us a half an hour and our car was swept by Secret Service, and there was no convention happening. Everyone who is being protected by the Secret Service was not at the convention hall or anywhere near the convention hall, and yet it's very difficult to protest under these circumstances. So,
well, Tina Dupuy, I thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Ian, thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Tina Dupuy, who is an award-winning writer and investigative journalist and a former managing editor of Crooks and Liars and the current editor-in-chief of TheContributor.com. Tina appears frequently on MSNBC, Current TV, RT, and the BBC. She writes for Mother Jones, The Atlantic, Skeptic, Fast Company, Alternet, LA Weekly, The Los Angeles Times, and Newsdays, among many others. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back in a moment talking with Congressman Tom Piorello about the organization of money versus the organization of people.